This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
I want to welcome back a very special guest, Elliot Lewis. He is disrupting the industry with the most innovative cybersecurity technology you are going to see and learn about. He is the CEO of Kiavi. Elliot, welcome, and tell us about protecting data, or does the data protect itself?
Hey, great to see you again, Gary. So yeah, that's the entire model about what we looked at when we built Kiavi and what it does. And the whole premise comes from all my time working with major companies as a CISO and chief security architect to top tech companies. We looked at what is going to stem the flow of data loss. Why is it happening? Why is it still occurring? And what can we do about it to really change the game, because nothing is stopping it? And it really came down to one basic premise. Data can't protect itself. That's the entire basis of the whole cybersecurity market. And you look at it and you see two different types of technology coming out of that problem. The first type is trying to keep data in place, keep it secured, keep it protected, keep it from being accessed improperly, keep it from leaking. And then the second half of the cyber market's all about chasing after that data when the first half of the tech wasn't able to keep the data in place. And why? Because data and people that create and use data are the common denominator. Data is meant to be shared, data is meant to be used, but it has to be done securely. So how do you change the game? You make data self-protecting, self-aware, intelligent, and self-reporting in perpetuity. No matter where it goes, no matter how many copies are made, you constantly have a control over your data and can manage it no matter how long it's been out there. That's what we created at Kiavi to change the entire game, self-protecting data to replace data that cannot protect itself.
So let's take some areas of risk that people are dealing with every day. There's intellectual property protection, there's ransomware protection, there's regulatory compliance issues we all face, supply chain management. It's hot right now. The attacks, the breaches, and it's all about getting at the data, stealing the data, or locking the data up so that you can't use it, so that someone can hold you hostage. How does Kiavi's solution solve these problems?
Great questions. And it's all about being at the core of that premise. So let's talk about, let me give you a quick example about what the experience is. If you and I are doing a business deal together today, and I share with you a whole pile of data to try to do that business deal, even though we have an NDA and everything in place, and we try to keep it secure, we try to keep on a sharing platform. Once you have that data, I no longer can control it. I have no visibility into it. You can copy it, change it, send it to a third party. There is really nothing we can do. And that's the entire status of the operations today. With Kiavi incorporated and infused into data itself, and it works on all unstructured data, no matter what the type, no matter where it goes. If in 2 weeks from now, I decide I don't want Gary to have that data, we're not going to do the business deal. All I have to do is hit one button on my cell phone, laptop, or browser, and any data I ever gave you, no matter how many copies you made, what device it's on, where it's stored, is still completely under my control. I can re-geofence it to my offices. I can take it away from you. I can remove your access to it. I can change your access to it. I can put a time embargo on it. I can see everything happening to it, because every time you touch that data, it's intelligent enough to tell me, hey, Elliot, here's who has me, what device, what network, where I'm at, whether or not I opened up, and the policies I followed embedded in me. And you can do this in perpetuity. That's a fundamental shift in how data is used and operated on today, because we made it smart.
How do you do this? It sounds too good to be true. Is it similar to what Apple and others are doing with the extension to the JPEG picture format, or are you rewrapping things? How do you do it?
That's a good question. We're not changing the core data. All of that's still in place. So if they have mechanisms, what that is data tagging, data stamping, and other pieces are trying to do to say, this is where the data was taken and the authenticity of it, the location of it, where it was, device it was on. But it doesn't make the data smart. It just makes the data tagged with information that if you encounter the data later, or if it runs through a system, it'll leave traces of itself behind. That is reactive, non-controlled data like we have today. It doesn't make a difference. What we do is we don't change any of that. We wrap data, any individual piece of data, with what is essentially a microcontainer mechanism with multiple layers of encryption around it, with multiple key locks. Think of it like a padlocked door. And now the data is smart. It knows who, what, when, where, how, and every time someone touches it, it can get its policies updated, operated, controlled, and operational. We have the ability to make the data intelligent about wherever it goes, however it goes, and who's allowed to use it. And then it's able to report all of its forensics every time it's touched. So we didn't fundamentally change data itself. We gave it a new level of intelligence and security. It goes with it and makes it proactively secure at wherever it is in space on any device at any time without any platform or device dependencies.
That's amazing. So you kind of put the data in a secret envelope, but no one really knows if they're using your system that it's really in the envelope. They still open their Word document or their Excel spreadsheet or their PDF. They can still send it around.
For the user experience, they're seeing if it's a Word doc and it's Kiavi enabled, it looks like a Word doc, opens up in Microsoft Word. If it was a Word doc with Microsoft DRM, it's going to open up when Microsoft DRM rights applied. If you are in the right place at the right time with the right permissions with the right person, the right device, that's the added intelligence. Everything else remains the same. All the native applications, all the native capabilities, your experience remains the same as a user.
It seems to me there's probably a command center or a dashboard for IT to manage, and you know, the whole compliance and who gets access to this data and when and what's happened to it and logging what's happened. Is this mostly done on the back end in the cloud? Do you have like a big SaaS system and very lightweight endpoint agent or something? And if so, are the endpoint agents deployed on every platform I can think of?
So because customers want to have a flexible experience and be able to deploy with different things, we can operate this in multiple different facets. You can have a full-blown agent that has access to a myriad of different policies, control sets, and operations right down to the OS and device layer, like mapping the motherboard UUID or chipsets to truly do device-level authentication of a piece of data. This also allows if a device is stolen or broken, you can tell the data just don't work on there, and instantly the data will stop doing that. You don't have to worry about device loss and such. That's the full-blown client. We also have web browser clients. We also have a free read-only client that you can download if you've never seen Kiavi before, very much like an Adobe Reader experience. We make it so that the experience of using intelligent data is very much the same as when you're working on an everyday project with your data every day. The only difference here is now the data is smart and unstealable and geofenceable and identify identity controlled and device and parameter controlled. This gives the data the ability to think about where it is, how it's doing things, reverses the entire threat model for CISOs to think about. Now you don't have to try to contain data and try to keep it in place. The data will do that for you. In fact, you shouldn't try to keep the data in place because all the security is going wherever the data went. And you're having all the control over no matter where the data goes. So now think about all the projects you couldn't do and all the revenue you could have made because data was too insecure. And now data is able to allow you to do it because the data is smart. And this is where we're changing the fundamentals of cyber.
That's awesome. And one example of a breach that happened, it was a few years ago, but these breaches happen every day. I think it was Snapchat. Some employee thought it was the CEO's email, or maybe it was a business email compromise. And they were in the HR department and the person said, get me, you know, every person's name, address, social security. I have a board meeting. Send me the file right away. So they put the spreadsheet together in email and they sent it off to hackers. And the company got in trouble for that. That was in the news. Yeah. That would never have happened if they were using Kiavi, correct?
Well, what would have happened there was they would, even if someone made the mistake of creating that spreadsheet, the spreadsheet would have been intelligent. And two things would have happened. They may have sent it off, but the spreadsheet itself, that file would have said, I'm sorry, I'm geofenced only to authorized space. So I'm not going to leave the office unless I'm authorized to do so. And anybody who sends me outside the office, it's not going to work for them. But the second, not only is the data going to protect itself and make sure it stays geofenced and controlled to only people that should have it, but also that bad actor, when they got it, the data would not open for them but the data will do this. I don't know who you are or how I got here, but I'm not going to open for you, and I'm going to send your coordinates and your physical address to my owner right now. And it happens in near real time. So in the second they touch that data, the bad actor is now exposed by the data itself. We've made this so that the worst thing you can do as a hacker is try to steal data. It will send you right to where you belong, to the authorities.
That is amazing. If I were in law enforcement hearing this right now, I would say, this is amazing. Everybody needs Kiavi, A, to be safe, and B, when we have a forensics issue or breach, we might even find out who the bad guys are for once and geolocate them and go right after them.
And that's the goal, to catch criminals, thieves, and terrorists and make sure we're protecting the good people, because there's too many of the bad people. But I will also tell you that because the data is so smart, you mentioned something there too, we can check for different parameters depending on how we deploy the tech. As you said, well, if they're running a VPN and they're trying to spoof their location and everything else, you can tell the data to check for certain parameters and policies on whatever device it lands on. And one of them can be check for a VPN, make sure if it's active, it's actually authorized, because if it's not, don't open up for this person. And the data can be smart enough not to open up on a spoof system. This is the kind of change that the industry needed to reverse the entire threat model. Data couldn't protect itself. Now it can. What do you want it to think about? That's the new world of data policy. Data policy used to be, what am I tagged as? And how long am I allowed to be around before I have to be retired or deleted? Now data policy is who, what, when, where, how, in perpetuity, and live data forensics as the data is accessed. It's a whole new level of data capability. And stealing data is a whole new prospect. You have to seriously think about you want to do that, because stealing Kiavi-enabled data is probably the worst thing you can do.
This is almost too good to be true. So the question is there a lot of overhead to pull this off? Do you take a 10K file and turn it into a 200K file? How do you do this? I mean, it sounds too good. It's so disruptive, Elliot.
We had to do a lot of forethought on how we designed this technology, Pearl, the piece that you pointed out. For one thing, when you encrypt data and you also put multiple layers around a piece of data of encryption, the first thing you think of is, how big did you just make the file? In all of our characterization testing, even the largest data or data sets only saw at most a 13% increase in overhead. And then we're talking about gigabit and terabyte data sets or data files. As far as speeds and feeds, the entire operation and architecture is designed and containerized so you can put as much performance and as much operations as you want, depending on your usage, your amount of data flow, your encrypt decrypt levels. It's meant to scale up and out at will in a full Web 2.0 and then the next Web 3.0 API operation. So you can scale up and down and back and forth. Some basic parameters that we did: any data that's going to be accessed, encrypted or decrypted with this process, had to happen in under half a second. Had to be the experience, because that's how long it takes for you to open up your data today. We don't take your data anywhere. We don't take it into our own operations. We're not running this as a platform in the cloud to keep your data safe. Your data stays on your clients, in your possession, in your systems. The entire operation allows you to maintain possession, custody, control of your data at all times. In fact, we use your identity system. We don't have one of our own. We use all OIDC-enabled identity systems. So whatever you're using for identity, group policy, group control, we plug and play. If you want to use your own PKI, please do. We will use your certificate systems. This operation is meant to take advantage and follow regulatory compliance. You were asking about regulatory controls earlier. It is designed not only to give you all regulatory controlled operations, but all the tech we built it on is already approved by regulatory bodies as the stuff you use today. Standard crypto API on client, standard PKI, standard OIDC. We didn't do anything like to change those pieces. So it's plug and play.
You've got a lot of intelligence on data that most people would dream of getting access to.
Well, you know, that's a key question I get a lot, actually, because this is it's one thing to do an industry first and making data self-protecting. But the other half of it, we made data perpetually visible in near real time. So if you touch my data, I will know in near real time where you're at, what device, your address, and over 52 different parameters, if I'm deciding to collect them, about what you're doing with my data. That is the first time the industry has seen data forensics and data intelligence in near real time from the data itself instantly, right? If you look at threat intelligence, SIEM, IDS, IPS, it's all about looking at logs and controls and AI and machine learning pieces to try to cobble together what happened to data after the fact, after it's gone, with no real idea where it went. We've completely reversed that model too.
We now can have data go on the offense on our behalf and protect itself.
It's data is an extension of you, right? Data is an extension of your company, your person, your identity, your pieces. It should be just as protected as your physical presence is. It's that important. It's your digital presence.
That's awesome. Elliot Lewis, CEO of Keyavi, which is keyavi.com. Is there anything else you want to share with our viewers and listeners that we haven't covered?
I'm looking forward to seeing what people want to do with this kind of technology and this kind of capability. We hear new use cases every day. You know, Gary, you were talking to me earlier about all the different kinds of things from supply chain to IP, to legal documents, to data controls, to everything you can think of, health records. We have these conversations every day. Keyavi is designed to build and make your data follow whatever commands you want. It's going to be very interesting to see what people do with their data now that it can think for them. And, you know, the more ideas we get, the more we can enrich the platform for those ideas. And we just want to hear what people think. We'd love to see people use it and come up with great ideas about what they want their data to think about.
Just phenomenal. Elliot, you are really changing the way we look at data and data security, data protection. It's so innovative. It's so disruptive. It's going to really fix a problem and reduce, let the breaches happen with data that can't be looked at, leveraged, or stolen, even though they have it in their hands. This is awesome, Elliot.
No, thank you. You know, when people ask us about ransomware and someone steals your data and tries to ransom it back to you, it's fun to watch that now, because the data says to the ransomware people, I don't know who you are or how I got here. I'm going to delete myself right after sending your physical address to the authorities. I think ransomware is something people have to really seriously think about, because just one Keyavi file in the file and you're caught. So think very seriously about how you want to ransom people's data.
Once again, a phenomenal interview with Elliot Lewis, the CEO of Keyavi. Folks, go to his website, https://keyavi.com, keyavi.com. Get this deployed as soon as you can. Contact Elliot's team. The company is growing fast. The technology is going into all these different markets we've talked about, from financial to healthcare to, you know, supply chain management, you name it, helping defend against ransomware, making data self-defending.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio, with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.